Has anybody got a match? Thanks. Now I can light an old gold and listen to Meet Me at Parkies. From Hollywood, California, the makers of Old Gold cigarettes, the treasure of them all, invite you to Meet Me at Parkies. So come along to Parkies Restaurant and say hello to Betty Rhodes, Sheldon Leonard, Wally Mayer, Obie Cates, his clarinet and his orchestra, and our genial host, the star of our Old Gold show, Micah Kargus.
Well, here it is Easter Sunday again. Yesterday I made about a dozen of those chocolate candy eggs, you know. Now I know why they call them eggs. You eat them and you just lay there. Well, guess I better get at my mail here. Boy, just look on this milk bill. If the price of milk goes any higher, I'm going to put in my own cow. The only place where I could keep a cow here would be in that little storage room in the back. Now, that's no good because that room is only 4 feet wide, and if I put a cow in there, it would be a tight squeeze. Let me for to see what this letter says. Oh, it's from my cousin Dimitris. Dear, didn't heard from him in years. Dear Parky, I am taking my pen in hand to write to you. But as I do not got any ink, please excuse the typewriter. Your loving cousin Dimitris. Say, he writes a very interesting letter. P.S. My little son Alexander sends his best garage to you. You would not know him now because since you last seen him, he has grown another foot. See, I wonder how he looks walking around with three legs. Say, you know something? He would come in very handy for to hold up a camera.
Oh, Parky, happy Easter.
Oh, thank you, Betty, and happy Easter to you. Say, somebody's looks nice all dressed up.
Yep, I got myself a new dress for Easter.
Betty, if I was as pretty as you and I had your figure, I'd get myself a new dress, too.
Well, I see you finally got around to opening the mail.
Yes, I did. Say, look here. This lady here looks very important.
Really? What does it say, Parky?
Let me see it. Greetings. Uh-oh, Betty. I don't like letters what starts off with the word greetings. The last time I opened a letter what said greetings, 10 days later, I was in the army doing guard duty in Alaska. Oh, my. You read that letter, Betty. I'm too nervous.
Okay, Parky, let me see it.
Yes.
Dear citizen, your name has been drawn for service on the jury.
Jury?
You will please report immediately to the clerk of the Superior Court. Very truly yours, Judge J.J. Twimble.
Betty, they selected me for the jury.
Yes.
Say, it is a wonderful honor.
Uh-huh.
They must think that I'm pretty smart. Oh, Betty, this is the greatest thing that has never happened to me in my whole life. Who would think what I ever would pick out a fellow like me for to be on the jury?
Yes, Parky, it is a great privilege to serve on the jury.
Yes.
Although I'm sorry to say that a good many people apparently don't think so. They try to invent every possible excuse to get out of it.
Get out of it? Why, Betty, I don't would give up this opportunity if somebody would come in here and give me a check for $1,000,000. I wouldn't even give it up if they gave me $50 in cash.
Well, I'm proud of you, Parky. You know, you're always so ready and anxious to do your share and take part in all the civic duty.
Gee, Betty, when I'm going to be in the jury, I'll meet all the judges and all the lawyers and the district maternity. You know, I know all about that law stuff, Betty. About 15 years ago, I tried a very big case in court.
How could you try a case, Parky? You're not a lawyer.
Oh, it was my own case, Betty. I was my own lawyer. You see, I got a ticket for parking 15 minutes in a 10-minute zone. Well, you know, lots of people would get mad at a thing like that, but not me. What did I do? I started to study up on the law. I went to the library every night for 3 months. Then the day is finally came when my case was coming up. And that day I walked into that courtroom with a big smile on my face. And so soon as they called my case, I stood up and explained the whole thing to that judge. I told the judge exactly what it was, the reason why I had for to park my car in the 10-minute zone for 15 minutes.
And what was the reason, Parky?
Well, you see, it was parked in front of another courthouse while I was inside paying a $10 fine for parking my car 2 weeks before that in the same place. Well, Betty, when I got through building up my case, that judge congratulated me.
He did?
Yes, and he fined me $10 more.
Mind you, $10 more, that was awful.
Oh, I don't mind that, Betty. What got me is when I got outside, there was another ticket on my car for parking. So I took that ticket right back, and I went in and seen the same judge.
And he fined you $10 again?
Oh, this time I only had to give him $5. He said he liked me so much, he made it three for $25.
Hello, Parky.
Hi, Betty.
Poppy, raise up your right hand. You smell the cherry through the hole, through the hole, through the hole, not about the truth, help the truth.
Say, what is it?
You'll find out what it is. Are you guilty or not guilty?
Guilty or not guilty? What's going on around here?
Well, Opie, Parky's going to serve on the jury.
Yeah, I'm going over there right now. I guess where they need me right away. I suppose they got more cases over there where they could handle.
They have?
Yeah.
Well, tell them to send a couple of cases over here.
Send a couple of cases over here? How could the jury do that?
Oh, the jury. I thought you said you was going over to the brewery.
I'm talking about court. You never heard about court?
Court?
Yes.
Are you kidding? After the time I was 12 years old, I was in court so often, I thought the probation officer was my father.
You're a pretty tough kid, huh, Alfie?
Tough. My whole family was tough. We was the toughest kids in Arkansas. In fact, me and my two brothers are the ones who invented juvenile delinquency.
Opie, you just talk a lot.
Yeah, I was only kidding. Tell you the truth, I was only in court once. That was when I was a witness for a friend of mine by the name of Sparks. He was an electrician.
Sparks? Hey, Sparks, an electrician?
Yeah. He was up on a serious charge.
Yeah. What'd they charge him with, assault and battery?
Yeah, and you know something? The judge put him in a dry cell.
This sounds like a very shocking case.
Don't stop with all those bum jokes. I got to get over to the courthouse. Did you forget? They picked me for the jury. Say, Betty, being on the jury, that's almost like to being a judge, isn't it?
Well, almost, Parky. You will have to judge cases.
Yeah, judge Parky Cockies. Say, Betty, that sounds nice. Judge Parkyakakis. Now, how would that be? Parkyakakis on a bench.
Betty Rhodes, singing star of our old gold show, sings All Through the Day.
All through the day I dream about the night. I dream about the night here with you. All through the day I wish away the time. Until the time when I'm here with you. Down falls the sun, I run to meet you. The evening mist melts away. Kiss I dreamed of all through the day. Down falls the sun, I run to meet you. The evening mist melts away. Soon your lips recall the kiss I dreamed of all through the day.
Parkey, what's new?
I object.
You object?
Yes.
I only asked you what's new. Why do you object to that?
Because your real elephant's decomposing into material, that's why.
Say, Parkey, are you trying to make a fool out of me?
No objection.
No objection? I have all the...
There, Bob. Why be irritated? Lie to an old girl. You see, I'm going for to be in the jury. Next 6 weeks, I'm going to sit back, listen to all the cases, take it easy. It's going to give me lots of comfort and pleasure, that.
Oh, well, if you want to be doubly sure of getting comfort and pleasure, Parkey, take along plenty of Old Golds. That'll guarantee the comfort of extra protection against cigarette dryness and the pleasure of luxurious extra flavor. You see, Old Gold gives you the benefit of a remarkable moisture-protecting agent we call apple honey. Made from the juice of fresh apples, it helps prevent cigarette dryness. And for extra flavor and aroma, Old Gold adds a touch of Latakia tobacco to give you a tastier smoke, a friendlier smoke. Yes, light an Old Gold and enjoy the priceless comfort, the sheer pleasure of a truly great cigarette.
Say, Bob, you know something? You just won the case for Old Gold. But don't get swell-headed because, you know, it's very easy for to prove that Old Gold is the best cigarette.
Hiya, Bob.
Hi, Betty.
Say, Parkey, are you forgetting that you have to be over at the courthouse?
No, I'm leaving right now, Betty. Oh, by looking at that customer, he's walking out without paying his check. Say, pardon you, mister.
Yes? Calling me?
Yes, I am. I think what you forgot for to pay your check, don't you?
Check?
Yes.
All I have is a cup of coffee.
That's right. You offered a cup of coffee.
I do not. What about that sign?
Sign?
Yes, right up there. It says, no charge for the second cup of coffee.
Yeah, that's right. You don't charge for the second cup of coffee, but you offer the first cup of coffee, you see.
Oh, no, that was my second cup of coffee. You see, I had my first cup of coffee at home this morning.
Pardon you, that's my mistake. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Goodbye now.
Goodbye. That is first cup of coffee at home and the second cup of coffee here, and we don't charge for the second cup. He's right. You know something? I still say something wrong there somewhere. Oh, man, I've got to get over to that courthouse. Had his first cup of coffee home and his second cup of coffee. Oh, well. Oh, my, look who's coming in now. Is that faker all the shop? Always comes in when I'm in such a big hurry.
Well, if it ain't my old friend, Mr. Pakiakakis. Am I correct?
Yes, you're correct. Look, Mr. Sharp, I don't like for to rush you, but see, I've been selected for the jury. I got to get over in the courthouse right away. I'll see you later.
Yeah, I heard all about that. That's why I hurried over here.
Hey, now look, brother, when you sit on that jury, when you listen to them cases, you got to make a lot of decisions. You realize that, don't you?
Oh, sure. I realize that, all right.
Now, you'll want to bring in the right decision so that you'll have a clear unconscious.
I'll have a clear unconscious?
Yeah, there's no doubt about that, is there?
No, there's no doubt about it.
Okay. Who are you buying your decisions from?
Buy decisions? You mean if you and the jury, you got for to buy decisions?
Why, absolutely. Now, I represent a company called There Ain't No Justice, Inc.
What's the ink for?
All our clients wind up in a pen.
A pen?
Yeah. We specialize in all that legal stuff, you know. Judges finished on short notice. Also, juries fixed while you wait.
Look, Mr. Sharp, I never knew what people on the jury has got for to buy their decisions.
Why, of course.
Of course?
Breaking an entrance, highway robbery, and it's celery.
It's celery?
Yeah. Now, let me give you an example.
Yeah, go ahead. Give me an example.
Here's a case consisting of two ipso facto. A party of the first part and four parties of the second part. There's two writs and three rats. Yes. And a couple of habeas corpuses.
habeas corpus?
Yeah. That's just legal talk. I just throw that in. That's part of our service. No charge.
Okay, now here's the case. Now, yes. Now you're on a jury. You're supposed to bring in a decision.
Yeah, all right. Tell me the case.
Okay, now let's say there's a man. He lives in Washington, D.C.
Washington, D.C.
Correct it. Yes. Now, he meets another fella on the street, and he beats him up, see?
Beats him up?
So they arrest him.
Yes.
All right, now you're so smart. Go ahead, tell me, what's he charged with?
You say what, he lives in Washington, D.C., and he beats up another fella?
That's right.
I don't know, what is he charged with?
Capital punishment.
Capital punishment?
Yeah, you see, now I knew you wouldn't know that. Now, here comes the second part of the case.
Yes.
Why did he beat up that fella? Well, go on, wise guy, tell me.
How do I know why he beat up? I was never in Washington in my life. Why did he beat up the fella?
I'll tell you why. It's the old story.
Yes.
That man was in love with the other fella's wife. The infernal tricycle.
The infernal tricycle?
Yes. So what does the husband do? I'll tell you.
Right.
He comes home. He picks up a shovel, see?
Yes.
He hits his wife over the head with it.
Yes.
Now, gentlemen of the jury, there's your case. Okay, what's your verdict?
Well, if I've ever heard of a fellow what hit his wife over the head with a shovel, I'd send him away for 20 years.
No. Now, you see, that's where you're wrong.
I am?
The law says that for hitting a woman over the head,
yes,
you don't go away for 20 years. You only go away for 10 years.
Yeah, but you said what he hit her with a shovel, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, everybody knows spades is double. Am I correct? Look, Mr. Sharp, I don't want for to spend no $100 just for to get a lot of decisions.
Okay. Maybe you'd like to take our $50 deal, huh?
Yes.
It's what we call our grade B assortment.
Grade B?
Them is petty thievery, speeding, driving without your lights on, and safe cracking.
Yes.
Now, for this week only, at no extra charge, we throw in a genuine, no-rust evidence sifter.
A no-rust evidence sifter?
Yep. Made out of aluminum. Num.
An evidence sifter made out of aluminum. Num. What is that? I never heard of that. What is that, an evidence sifter?
What do you mean to say you never heard of an evidence sifter?
Yeah.
Well, that's what you use when all the evidence is in.
Oh.
Put it all in a sifter and you sift out the evidence, see? All included in our $50 deal.
No, I think this whole thing is crazy. I'm not going to spend no $50 for that stuff.
Okay. How much you figure it's worth to help you out with your jury work?
Well, I'm didn't figure what I'm got to spend nothing but just for to be in the jury, but if you say what I'm needed, then maybe I could spend about 65, 70 cents, but that's all.
65, 70 cents?
Yes.
For 70 cents, you expect me to learn you how to be a member of the jury and how to make the right decisions?
Yes.
For 70 cents, you expect me to give you the benefit of all my experience in court?
Yes.
Why, brother, you and your 70 cents remind me of a midget being electrocuted.
A midget being electrocuted?
Yeah, you're nothing but small fry.
Gold presents O.B. Cates, his clarinet and his orchestra playing Oh, What It Seemed to Be.
Thank you.
Lighting an old gold and discovering the delight of more comfort, the thrill of more pleasure than you ordinarily expect from a cigarette is not just an accident. The old gold people mean it to be just that way. And it's that way because old gold does more to give you more. Smokers, that's worth remembering. Old gold does more to give you more. Now, just what does that mean? It means that old gold devotes more attention to those little details and refinements that make such a difference in your smoking pleasure. In Old Golds, you get not only a blend of the world's choicest tobaccos, you get more. An added detail, Latakia tobacco for extra flavor and richness. And in Old Golds, you get more than the ordinary moistening agent. You get the special humectant, apple honey, which helps prevent cigarette dryness. Why, even the paper on Old Gold is a luxurious detail, for it's made from virgin pure flax, converted into snow-white, smooth, even-burning cigarette paper. So look for Old Golds at your tobacco counter. Look for Old Golds in the cigarette vending machines. Smoke an Old Gold. Then see exactly what we mean when we say Old Gold does more to give you more. Yes, to get more out of your smoking, always ask for Old Gold. Enjoy the cigarette that does more to give you more, Old Gold.
Yeah, I've been in the courtroom here for 4 hours now while they've been interviewing all the people for the show's going to be on the jury. I hope they'll get to me soon. Well, I still couldn't figure that out. He had his first cup of coffee at home and the second cup in the restaurant.
Pardon me, are you Mr. Parky Carcass?
Yes.
Step up to Judge Twimble's desk. Stand right in back of the man the judge is interviewing now. Your turn is next.
Well, thank you very much, officer.
You say your name is Morton?
Yes, Judge Trumbull, I'm Mr. Morton. I would appreciate it very much if I could be excused from jury duty. See, Your Honor, when I sit down for a long time, I get tired.
More excuses. You say when you sit down, you get tired. Tired of what?
Tired of sitting down.
Then why don't you stand up?
Well, I do, but that's worse, because when I get tired of standing up, then I've got to sit down again. Between standing up and sitting down, I just wouldn't be no good to you at all. Like I'm tired right now.
Okay, you're excused. Next. What's your name, sir?
Parky Carcass.
That's the worst excuse I've ever heard.
That's not being an excuse. That's my name. Parky Carcass, see?
Well, mister, you better have a good reason for not wanting to serve on the jury.
Oh, but, Your Honor, I am very anxious for to serve in the jury.
That's an awful excuse. You what?
Say that again.
I said I would love for to be on the jury.
I thought that's what you said.
Yes.
Now, let me tell you something, mister.
Yes.
I have interviewed over 300 prospective jurors today, and yours is the last name on the list, and you're the only one that hasn't given me an excuse.
Oh, Your Honor, I don't give you no excuses. I hope what you could arrange it so I could be on the jury. Honest, I'll do my best.
Well, that's fine.
Yes.
Now, I'll have to ask you 2 or 3 routine questions just to test your qualifications.
Yes.
Are you prejudiced?
No, I'm agreed.
I see. Now, have you a criminal record? Have you ever been up before a judge?
I don't know. What time do the judges get up?
Well, I can see if we want to have you as a juror, I'd better not ask any more questions. All right, Mr. Parker Carcass, step down. You're accepted as a juror.
Oh, thank you very much, Your Honor.
Mr. District Attorney, would you please step up here to the bench?
Yes, Judge Twimble.
Mr. District Attorney, I know this is the most unusual procedure, but seeing that Mr. Parker Carcass here is the only juror we could get, would you be willing to proceed with your case and have Mr. Parker Carcass serve as the entire jury?
One man serve as a jury?
Yes.
Well, as you say, Your Honor, this is quite unusual. But if it's all right with you, it's all right with me.
Fine. Well, we can proceed with our case immediately. The case of the Commonwealth versus Clifford Stanley. First witness, take the stand. Raise your right hand. You solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth. Order in the court. The jury is about to return with the verdict. Gentlemen of the jury, or rather, Mr. Jury.
Yes, that's me, Your Honor. I'm the whole jury.
Well, you've been out for 12 hours deliberating this case.
Yes, I know, Your Honor, but don't forget, not only was I deliberating the case, but I was also thinking it over. Don't forget that.
I see. Well, have you reached a decision?
I have.
Order, order in the courtroom. What is your decision? Guilty or not guilty?
Neither.
Neither?
Yes, after thinking this whole case over and talking to myself about it for 12 hours...
Yes?
The jury disagrees.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Gentlemen, this is Park Yakakis with what I think is a most important message. To save thousands of American lives each year, there should be hundreds of cancer prevention clinics throughout the United States. At present, there are only four. Your contribution to the American Cancer Society will help fill that need. Protect those you love. Give to conquer cancer.
For the further adventures of Park Yukakis, Betty Rhodes, Sheldon Leonard, Wally Mayer, Obie Caves as clarinet in his orchestra, tune in again next Sunday, same time, same station. Meanwhile, don't let little annoyances get you down. Why be irritated? Light an old gold. It's tobaccos are specially conditioned to help guard against cigarette dryness, to give you more smoking pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, daylight saving time goes into effect in certain areas on April 28th. This may change the time at which this program is heard in your community. Please check your local paper for the time at which this program will be heard next week and each week thereafter. Then we'll see you next Sunday. Is it a date? Okay. Meet me at Parkey's. Meet Me at Parkey's is written by Hal Finberg and Park Yukakis. This is Bob Williams saying goodnight for Old Gold.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.